We'll open up for questions for Nick.
Nick, it seemed like that field goal drive in the second quarter, you kind of got in a rhythm for the first time. Did you feel like you did, and did you feel like you really took off from there?
Yeah, I mean, I honestly felt good all game. I thought we were moving the ball throughout the course of the game. I think the thing in the first half is we made a few mistakes that hurt us a lot. But just coming in at halftime, the thing was just keep playing. Let's keep getting in a rhythm. We had a lot of long drives throughout the course of the game. And ultimately, it was a great team win. Defense came up huge at the end. They were great throughout the course of the game. You know, it feels really good.
Nick, aside from the early sack, you didn't get touched very much. Did you get a sense that, you know, you were going to have an extra check because the O-line was doing his job?
O-line did a great job all day. All night. Yeah, I felt really comfortable there. I was, you know, just subtle movements in the pocket and working the pocket. They did an awesome job all day.
Is there a personal
validation? You know, I'm very humbled to win this game. To be a part of this team, that's what it's always been about. I know there's a lot of people against us this last week, you know, just answering questions and just hearing about it. But the biggest thing about this is that's sports. That's part of it. And, you know, the biggest thing in our locker room is we believe in one another. Everyone believes, and that was shown on display tonight. The city of Philadelphia obviously believes because they were here and loud. So we're grateful for that. But honestly, it's unbelievable to win this game, and we still, you know, we're not finished.
Obviously, there was a struggle. You thought about retiring. Just comparing that to the opportunity that you now have in front of you, is that just surreal?
It is. I've said in different interviews before, I feel like every person goes through moments in their life where it's a big decision moment. And that was it for me. And I'm glad I went through it. And I said in my interview earlier that I'm a better person, better player, better father, better, you know, husband because of what I went through and having to decide that, because I decided that with my family. And, you know, it's unbelievable to be up here. It's very humbling to be up here. To go to the NFC Championship game with the Philadelphia Eagles, you know, it's been a crazy ride, and I'm excited that I get to do it with these guys.
Nick, obviously the last two appearances, there were some struggles. What was different tonight?
You know, I think we just kept working. We kept grinding. It really goes back to believing and having faith in one another that we can get this done, because there's going to be a lot of outside noise in any sport, any situation where you're doing something on a big stage. There's going to be criticism. That'll always be there, but we blocked that out. You're aware of it because you're human, but we blocked it out and we just went to work. We had, you know, great 2 weeks of practice, and I think that's the big thing. Is I've always said preparation will give you an opportunity to win, but then your heart's got to go out there and you got to play with all your heart and get everything you have. And, you know, both teams left everything they had on the field tonight.
Getting that field goal drive at the end of the first half, how much did that feel you in the second half in terms of confidence in moving the ball in the second half?
I think just any time in those situations where you can get points going in at halftime and, you know, when there's not much time is huge, and it gives you a momentum. And Jake did an awesome job kicking that thing through.
Hey, Nick, how difficult was the wind down there? We can see the flag blowing.
Y'all know, it was fine. I mean, you know, it was fine. I think I saw on the board it was in the 20s, and I saw the flags, but I felt fine all day, you know.
What do you think of Doug's decision to call that same screen pass on that third down that Johnny took 32 yards?
I love it. I mean, you just said it. I mean, it's 32 yards, so I love it.
How did it work the second time?
You know, a lot of times when you're on a screen, teams don't expect it again. And then we have probably the most athletic linemen in the league. I mean, they're amazing what they can do. And that's why screens work. You got to get out, and they lead the way. So, I mean, that was a huge play in the game for us.
Is there last part of you that wants to say to the people who doubted you, the people who make the odds, look, you know, look what I did. I succeeded despite you being certain I would fail. Is there any part of you that wants to do that?
Honestly, I don't need to.
Why?
Because it doesn't matter. You know, they're doing their job. But it doesn't affect how I play or what I believe. And y'all asked me last week, am I confident in myself? Well, I am confident in myself because I know how hard we work, and I know that we believe in one another in that locker room. So there's no need to waste my time to say anything about it, because we went out there and played great team football. We played Philadelphia Eagle football tonight, and that's the most important thing. I don't need to say anything to anyone except, you know, it doesn't even matter.
In your last playoff game, you left the field with a lead and lost the game. What was it like watching from the sideline?
It's hard sitting there watching, but at the same time, you have complete faith in your defense because they've shown it all season, and they did it once again. And it just, why not happen that way? They've done an amazing job all season, and they played great tonight against a really, you know, good offense and amazing team. And they were in the Super Bowl last year and, you know, had a huge opportunity to win, you know, the Super Bowl. And, I mean, they're a really good team. They played well.
What was the conversation at 4th and 1 when Doug first seemed like he was going to go for it and then he ended up kicking it?
We were just talking about, like, timeout situation and everything. And ultimately, you know, I'm behind Coach Peterson 100%. I mean, our defense it proved everyone right. And, you know, in that situation, I mean, offensively, you want to be aggressive. But I love Coach Peterson's calls all the time. And I was 100% by it. And, you know, we kicked it through and we were able to get the win.
You were able to elevate your play in the second half. What in particular was it about that second half that allowed you to do so? It seemed like you were getting
I think you just said it, getting into a rhythm. And in the first half, I still felt good. We made too many mistakes, ball being on the ground and whatnot. So when you can eliminate those, that really helps you maintain that rhythm. And then getting a couple of third downs helps a lot as well. But I felt like we were driving the ball all day and doing a good job staying on the field. And I don't know, just second half, we just kept believing, kept sticking with one another. I mean, we were on the sidelines talking all day, and there was never one moment where anyone was worried because we knew we'd get the job done.
What did Carson have to say yesterday
game? He was just really excited. You know, he's just really excited. I mean, he's all about this team. He's been an amazing friend to me throughout this, and, he's a big reason we're here. So no one should forget that. He's a tremendous player, an even better person. And to have him there on the sideline to go through the stuff, Nate, him and I have done all this together all season, and it's really cool to, you know, all of us still together going through all the pictures, talking through the game.
Yeah, how was that different with Carson being, I think, on the sideline? How involved was he?
We go through the pictures, we talk through it. I mean, a lot of times when you're playing, you're zoned in, but you talk through different looks, different things they see, and then you go from there.
Did it seem like forever? I didn't see him. Everything going on and swirling around you and all the stuff people were saying, were you just getting really antsy to get on the field?
I mean, I was excited to play. I felt really comfortable going into this game because of the 2 weeks of work we had. I felt like every day we went out there and busted as hard as we could, and we got better. On the bye week, we went out there and really took a big step forward. And then this last week, thought our preparation was awesome, but you really never know. I mean, you can feel that way, but you never know until you get to the game and just get into a rhythm and figuring out that rhythm and, you know, playing and, you know, only, you know, 15 points, I mean, got the job done, but we still have a long ways to go. We still got to keep getting better.
On the pass to Alshon at the end of the half, what was the thinking in terms of time and distance?
I mean, you want to hit it on the sidelines because I think at that point we didn't have a timeout. So you're really just trying to make something happen. To get in the field goal range, and we were able to get that done.
Take a couple more questions.
Nick, you may have fans this, I apologize, but being in the position you guys are in right now, one game, the Super Bowl, conference championship, just talk about that feeling, that special feeling you guys have to be where you are right now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really just focusing. You know, we have a little bit of time just to enjoy this moment and cherish it. I mean, honestly, I can't wait just to go see my family. My daughter was at the game, so I know y'all know I love my daughter to death, so I cannot wait to go see her. You know, it's crazy to be here, to have an opportunity to play for the conference championship. Can't wait for it.
Got one more? Good?
I think I'm sorry.
Oh, of course.
On the
floor. All right. Here we go. Everyone's ready to go.
I'm sorry. I just saw this.
No, it's okay. Here we go.
Zach Ertz said you originally were going to run the ball, and then the play clock was going down, and then the decision was made to kick the field goal. Is that the case?
At the end? Yeah. I mean, there wasn't enough time on the play clock for me to get it off. So we, you know, I looked over the dug, and he knew right away. So we waited.